Good morning. Okay, gardeners, unite. It's Gardening with Sharon time on CFCW, and we have a new sponsor as we kick off a new month, Sharon, and our good friends at Proven Winners are back, Canada's number one plant brand.
Yeah, so Proven Winners reached out to me to do like a collaborative partnership, and what is cool about Proven Winners is they do rigorous testing. So you have this Proven Winner from coast to coast. And when I was a perennial grower at my greenhouse, I did do, you know, Proven Winter perennials, and I'm very familiar with the animals as well. So, woo, excited.
And now today, we're going to talk about four simple steps to plan your garden.
Since it's the beginning of February, I think the gardening juices are starting to flow. So let's just talk about four things you can do. Number one is know your why. Know why you want your garden, or if you want to change part of your garden, your purpose drives your plan. So do a quick little needs assessment, figure out, is this a place that's going to be a play space? Do you want to grow flowers? Do you want to grow food? Do you want to relax? Do you want to be entertaining? Or one of them, or all of them. But once you know what your purpose is, then that helps drive your next step. So number two is then know your gardening space. And I always say gardening space because sometimes it's a yard, but sometimes it's a balcony. Like, our gardening spaces are unique to where we live and what we can afford. And get to know your garden intimately. Know its dimensions, know how the sun moves, how shade moves in your garden. How does the wind affect it? How does the water flow? And get to know what zone that you're living in. We can be anywhere in the CFCW listenership. We can be anywhere from a zone 2 to a zone 4. So know what that is horticulturally. And then number 3, dream and draw. Paper, computer, whatever works for you. Draw to scale, you know, whether it's an in-ground, raised bed, or whether it's a collection of containers. And then number 4, find the right plants. You have to do some research, and, you know, there's lots of resources out there. And you, as a gardener, are really a matchmaker. You try to find what annuals or perennials or, you know, or vegetables will work in your space. And as I said, lots of resources. On my website, I have, like, shade garden blog, a hot sun garden blog, pollinator garden blog. So there's lots and lots of resources out there.
And you can find it all at Gardening with Sharon.